With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Known as an uncompromising and outspoken champion of border security, Tom Homan is President-elect Trump's choice for border czar in the new administration. Mr. Trump confirms it. Homan served as acting ICE director during the first Trump presidency. The president-elect has reportedly chosen his ambassador to the UN. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is in line for the job, according to multiple media reports. And Mr. Trump's various legal challenges appear to be melting away in the aftermath of his resounding election victory.
Trump's win last week not only will send him back to the White House, it's paving the way for the dropping of various legal charges against him. The special counsel charged Trump last year with 2020 election interference and illegally possessing classified documents. But Jack Smith's team has been evaluating how to wind down those two federal cases before the president-elect takes office. There's a long-standing Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, it is an especially solemn day at Arlington National Cemetery. It's Veterans Day.
We have about 18 million veterans in the United States today. Most are male, and of course, a large, more than half of them are over age 65 because of, you know, the past wars that we've been engaged in.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Today, President Biden will participate in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington. President Biden will host President-elect Trump at the White House on Wednesday. Mr. Biden will reportedly urge Mr. Trump to continue funding the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 157 points higher. This is SRN News. The Girl Scouts lose a sponsor.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Cincinnati has supported the Scouts for 110 years, but Archbishop Dennis Schnur is ending the relationship. At issue is the Girl Scouts' embrace of the LGBT agenda, allowing boys who are living as girls to join the organization. Schnur says this is a violation of Catholic teaching, and the church cannot be a party to it. In fact, both the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have been losing sponsors and members since adopting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple here in the United States made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now, a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half of the population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or a fallen angel, with which they will be identified inside the temple. This is SRN News. Well, it's a sign of the season. New York City's Rockefeller Center is gearing up for Christmas.
It's beginning to look a bit like Christmas over at Rockefeller Center in New York City with the arrival over the weekend of the giant Christmas tree. Head gardener Eric Bose says when he first saw the 74-foot Norway spruce in someone's West Stockbridge, Massachusetts yard, he knew it was the one.
I found this tree back in July of 2020. I went to look at another tree, stayed overnight. The next day, I saw this tree right in front of me coming down the road, and I knew I had a knock on the door.
It's going to take 5 miles of light strands with more than 50,000 multicolored LED bulbs to wrap the tree. And on top, a star sparkling with 3 million crystals, all to be lit at a December 4th ceremony. Julie Walker, New York.
NASDAQ futures are up 53 points. More details at SRNNews.com.